on this day, 28th August 1971. Wilson wraps internment. Mr. Harold Wilson, the Labour opposition leader, said last night that troops in Northern Ireland were trying to be impartial in a difficult situation, but now they were being used. For example, he said, it's only people from one side in the main who have been interned. Now there are extremists and dangerous men, very dangerous men, on the other side who have not. The decision to inflict internment certainly was a gamble, said Mr. Wilson. However, the former Labour PM said he would regard direct rule from Westminster as the last resort, while adding, I think it would have to come if the situation got worse. Meanwhile, the Stormont PM, Mr. Faulkner, described a Northern Ireland Labour Party proposal for a community government as unrealistic. Hume on campaign success. The call to the people in Derry to withhold rates and rents has met with outstanding success, Mr. John Hume, MP, said last night. He said the fact that local authorities were not revealing any information about the impact of the campaign in itself showed that it was successful. He could state that in the Creggan estate, for instance, there had been a 93% response. This is quite magnificent, and it shows that the people have accepted that to be successful, the civil disobedience campaign means personal involvement. Mass involvement shows that everywhere a large section of the community has withdrawn its consent for the system. The only way to solve the situation thus created is for Westminster to take the necessary steps to create a system which will have the approval of the people. Teachers against internment. Teachers in Down and Armagh, meeting at Newry last night, stiffened their resistance to internment and announced that on the day internment forms assigned, schools would close in protest. Teachers' salaries for that day would go to the internees' dependents. The meeting reiterated unanimous support for the programme of civil disobedience and said that teachers would cooperate to implement it. Overnight stops at Aldergrove. British European Airways is to suspend all overnight halts at Aldergrove Airport. It was announced in London last night. The suspension follows a request by three of the airline's captains who asked to be relieved from having to stay overnight in the riot-torn city. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, the former Labour PM's view that internment was one-sided undermined Faulkner's position. It was clear, however, that Wilson did not relish the idea of direct rule. In 1969, his Defence Secretary, Dennis Healey, had warned the Labour PM that their only option was to support the Protestant majority or risk a 1912 situation.